We're going to chat rugby next. Declan Kidney's Charge is not the only Irish rugby team to have got their Six Nations off to a winning start on Welsh soil the weekend just gone. So too did Ireland's women in what is a crucially important campaign for them. The Irish team manager, Gemma Crowley, joins us. Hiya, Gemma. You're there?
I am.
We have you loud and clear. Thanks for that. Again, I suppose there's a parallel from Niall that we just spoke to. Crucially important to build that momentum. And you left it late, but a big win in Port Talbot.
Absolutely, yeah, it was. It was in the closing minutes. Hooker Gillian Burke went over the line in the corner to secure the 12-10 victory for us.
It's a crucially important Six Nations, not just for the tournament in itself and the tradition that it has, but World Cup qualification is really within your grasp after the weekend's results.
It is, yeah. I suppose the qualification process for the 2014 World Cup is bridged between the 2012 and 2013 Six Nations Championship. So the two highest placed teams on aggregate will secure a place at France 2014. And this is outside of the automatic qualifiers, England and France. So it's massively important for the Irish women's game, and it's a good start for us.
Let's wrap up our rugby chat on a positive note, because yesterday at the Aviva was the exception. If you look back over the weekend, Ireland won the under-20s, they won the club international, they won the Legends game at Donnybrook, but probably most notably they won the women's international in the Six Nations 25-0, and Irish international Nora Stapleton joins us in studio. Thank you very much for popping in.
Thanks, David.
A great win, but most importantly perhaps a really historic win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've never beaten England before, and to go out the way we did on Saturday and win by the margin that we did was unbelievable at the time, and it's only really setting in now about what we actually did.
But put England into context, they are the team that, you know, you wouldn't even put money on who's going to win the championship most years, because the depth of talent that England has available is just so high.
It is. I mean, they've a fantastic squad. You know, they've won the Six Nations so many times. They're the current number one team in the world. So to do what we did against them, a lot of people are looking at the score, not just in Ireland or in England, but all throughout the Six Nations. There's even the All Blacks have put it up on their Facebook page and things like that. You know, people have really paid attention to what has happened.
We've already covered Ireland against Scotland in the men's RBS Six Nations, but Ireland go for a triple crown in the women's championship this weekend, having beaten Wales and created history by seeing off England in round two. They could make history by beating Scotland tomorrow afternoon. We spoke a couple of weeks back to the Irish team manager, Gemma Crowley, so no better an opportunity than this to hear from her again. And it would only be natural that there would be some nerves on display ahead of a crucial game like this. So how is the mood within the camp?
To be fair, there's a really good atmosphere around camp. I think the girls have obviously come off the back of two wins and are very much looking forward to this weekend.
And two good wins as well, a hard-fought late win against Wales and a comprehensive win against an all-conquering England side up to now. So there's plenty of reason to be positive looking ahead to this weekend.
There is, absolutely. I suppose they were two probably very different games. You know, we really had to grind the win out over in Wales. Wales was never an easy place to go to. And I suppose it was a testament to the girls' characters. We didn't score the winning try until the closing 5 minutes of the game. So it was really good. And then obviously playing in front of probably the biggest home crowd that we've had in Ashburn Rugby Club against England to beat them so comprehensively was really, really good. So yeah, of course, you know, there's always things to be worked on, and Philip Doyle, Greg McWilliams and Peter Bracken, the coaches, have been working hard with the girls last weekend in camp just to tweak things and hopefully just, you know, look, prepare us for this weekend's clash against Scotland.
Was the jewel in the crown for Irish rugby after the weekend. The Irish women who secured a historic triple crown. The team's head coach, Philip Doyle, has joined me in studio. We're going to go to the phones first and speak to a lady who's been kind enough to join us on the programme on a number of occasions, team manager Gemma Crowley. Gemma, how are you?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all. You're almost on this programme more than I am at this stage, which we're delighted to say. We spoke on Friday about the nerves. I was following you on Twitter, so they held up, and a remarkable occasion, a remarkable weekend for you and for everyone involved.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. You know, it was probably a day of what dreams are made of, you know, for a lot of the for all of the players and management staff and for a lot of people involved and who have been involved in Irish women's rugby.
And Philip Doyle, you are one of those individuals. This has been a long journey for a lot of the players involved. It's not over yet in terms of a possible Grand Slam and a championship, but so many years of work went into lifting that piece of silverware on Saturday.
Yes, there's been a lot of work done in the last couple of years. And three girls to mention, mainly Joy Neville and Fiona Coughlin, the captain, obviously. And these girls have put in savage amount of work for the last number of years on and off the pitch, bringing up the level of women's rugby, and they've been at the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one thing to, you know, to say is we went over to France last year and we played in front of a crowd of nearly 11,000 people in France, which is obviously no easy thing to do. So hopefully we can reciprocate that and have a massive green army behind our girls in Ashburn on the Friday night.
Eddie O'Sullivan, before we let you go, the spotlight has been put more on the women's game the last couple of years, even to the extent, you know, the inclusion of women's captains and coaches at the Six Nations launches. This really is a great story, not just for Irish rugby, but for what is a growing element of the game.
Yeah, well, firstly, I was here on Saturday when the result came in Studio Live, and want to again congratulate Gemma and Philip and the team on a fantastic achievement. It's a very special thing to win a triple crown, and the best of luck going forward, because with a few games left, hopefully can win the championship. But it's been coming for a while. I mean, there's been women's rugby organised at club level, albeit outside the auspices of the RFU for many years. And it's, I think, the RFU, you know, taking women's rugby under the umbrella of the RFU, and as Philip pointed out, you know, resourcing it properly. There's no reason why Ireland can't compete at the top of the game. And we're doing that already. There's no question about it. Our ranking, you know, to be in the top eight in the world. But it's, I know the amount of work's gone into it. I mean, these things are overnight successes after 20 years, you know. Mm. And credit to everybody for, you know, I know, in the build-up to, or speaking after the English game, that they've had tough days against teams like England. But just the persistence to keep battling on and eventually get the reward, it makes it all the sweeter at the end. So I think it's great that women's rugby now is inside the mainstream of the game. And they are getting the exposure they deserve at Six Nations level and in the media. And with that will come more awareness and more people play the game. It's just how the thing works. But I think they've turned a corner with this result. Everyone in the country knows that they've won a triple crown or behind for the championship, and that'll raise the awareness of the women's game even more. I think it's brilliant.
And a very good evening, one and all. You're welcome to the programme. We say hello from Ashburn Rugby Club. We're out and about on the 2FM Roadcaster. A big, big night in store potentially for Ireland's senior women's rugby team. They've seen off Wales, they've seen off England, they saw off Scotland to win a triple crown tonight. The challenge of France rolls into Ashburn. A championship and a possible Grand Slam still well within the reach of Philip Doyle's side. We have coverage of the match from 7:30. Rosie Foley will join Michael Corcoran in the commentary box. So full coverage of that game. Much more to enjoy between now and our extended time of being on air just until up before 10 o'clock. We've Tony O'Donoghue on the Irish squad, named by Giovanni Trapattoni today for those games against Sweden and Austria. We'll chat to Barney Rock about the National Football League weekend ahead. We've the Moose on the English action. We'll keep an eye on the Airtricity League and much, much more regular updates of the big game of the evening between Derry City and Sligo Rovers. We may well be out and about. You can make contact with us. 51552 is our text number. You can email the programme gameon@rte.ie, or why not tweet us at gameon2fm. Will find us. The crowd arriving here at Ashburn Rugby Club. We are going to hear from the Irish coach Philip Doyle in just a minute's time, but still plenty of time for you to get out here and to support the senior women's side. They have already made history by securing a triple crown. They've made history by seeing off England tonight. France, still very much in championship contention, arrive into town. Ireland with 6 points from the three games played so far, 3 wins from 3. France, 2 wins and 1 defeat sees them on 4 points. Italy still still well placed as well on 4.2. We will look ahead to the game in the company of Rosie Foley in just a minute's time. But before we do, let's hear from within the Irish camp. Final preparations ongoing on the pitch alongside us here in Ashburn. But the man who has primed this Irish side is Philip Doyle. I've been chatting to him about what is a big, big night in the career of his squad.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge task we have ahead of ourselves this evening. But the girls are very focused. Yes, it's a big occasion. But as I said in the team meeting just before we left the hotel, it's all about them.
We are straddling the try line where the French side are currently warming up. So we're hoping this is the end where plenty of Irish tries will be scored. We could not get any closer to the action, and to guide us through it all over the course of the evening, Rosie Foley, former Irish international, joins me in the Roadcaster. How are you?
Oh, I'm extremely nervous. I would be better off playing on the pitch this evening than actually watching it. I feel as if I could be out there playing. My nerves are just all over the place.
This is such a big night for women's rugby in Ireland, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I was talking to some friends earlier on and we were just saying, you know, this is really the pinnacle of our side, of the way it's going. And I mean, this is it. I mean, we can really get right up there with the rest of the world tonight. This is it.
Final preparations ongoing here at Ashburn Rugby Club ahead of this crucial game for Ireland's women. International Women's Day, what better a way it would be for them to round it off than secure a big win here in front of what is a large crowd. Time to cross to our commentary team for first half commentary. Good evening once again to Rosie Foley, but first our match commentator Michael Corcoran.
Damien, thanks indeed. And I'm not sure that we're going to get a more atmospheric place over the course of this championship weekend. Ashburn Rugby Club, shrouded in fog. But the good news is that we can see the far side of the pitch and both corners, which I think is what's required, certainly from an International Rugby Board playing point of view. And it is France who will play from right to left with the aid of a really strong wind. In the first half of this game, the match referee is from New Zealand, Nikki Inwood from Christchurch in New Zealand. Rosie Foley is here with me. I kind of get the impression, Rosie, you're a bit more excited about this than I am. And that would be hard, I'll tell you.
Oh, I am. The atmosphere is fantastic here. I just would love to be out there. These girls are really, really up for it. I'm really looking forward to the match.
Yeah, well, we'll keep the fingers crossed. Ireland playing or defending the wind in the very first half of this game, and it's the French outside half, Sandrine Agricole, who normally plays in the centre, who's getting this match underway, and she gives a good old belt to that ball. There's a chance for Joy Neville inside the 22, and they go for the line. Lee Briggs,
yes,
for the line. Lee Briggs for the try. Ireland with the try. Woo! Lee Briggs with the try from one side of the pitch to the other, and it was Miller across on the far side, a massively strong challenge, and the ball was recycled very, very quickly. Joy Neville was on her knees as she gathered that and swept it out the line, and there was at least four, if not five, players there. We spoke about what a fine player Lee Briggs was, and she came charging it to the line. And Ireland have gone into the lead, Ashburn. The place has absolutely erupted 15 minutes gone.
Oh, thank God.
Ireland by 15 points to 10. The ball is swept back on the French side of the pitch now. The ball is knocked on. Sandrine Agricole has knocked it on just inside the Irish 10-metre line. And Ireland now back with Nora Stapleton. Got us that one. Kicks it towards touch. It bounces in front of the stand across on the far side of the pitch, and the ball has gone into touch.
Surely it's time.
Just
it's
outside
time.
The 10-metre line.
Time.
And the
yes!
referee
Woo!
Has blown the full-time whistle. And it's Ireland who have beaten France by 5 points. 15 points to 10. Woo! And the crowd are just absolutely ecstatic here in Ashburn. What an incredible victory by an incredible team. 5 points between the teams. Rosie Foley, that was incredible, wasn't it?
Sorry, yes, it's just incredible. It's the pinnacle of Irish women's rugby. It is just, they're fantastic. It's a fantastic achievement to play and to beat France here in Ashburn. 15 points to 10. I just keep looking at the clock. I keep looking at the girls. I'm just so proud of each and every one of them. It's just a very, very proud day for us all.
And I mean, let's put this in perspective. I mean, England and France are the two teams who've dominated this championship. You know, for a hell of a long time, and Ireland have beaten both of them.
they certainly have. I think the emotion is starting to get to me here, Michael. I'm sorry.
You're all right.
No, it's a fantastic. I'm so proud of them.
Thanks indeed to Michael Corcoran and to Rosie Foley, who have provided commentary over the course of the evening. The Roadcaster has been taken over by some of the ladies who have given us such an evening. Niamh, good evening.
How are you?
Niamh Briggs, Fiona Coughlin, Irish captain, is in the background. And I can just about see around the corner to Ailish Egan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
great. Well, only good.
Great.
After that, I'll give you time to compose yourselves for a second. Philip, we spoke before the game. The tension, the pressure, the added focus, everything had fed into it. This squad of players have delivered for you yet again.
Yes, they have. I'm absolutely delighted for them. I know it's a cliche, but they put the work in over the last couple of years really, really hard, and with the backing of the RFU, this is what it's all about. This is why we play rugby, for this standard of rugby, and the girls have just been outstanding this evening.
What a journey this has been. I, for example, I bring Fiona in a moment. We spoke in London at the launch a couple of weeks back, and you know, you went into this campaign with great hope, great ambition of securing World Cup qualification. You've done all that. You've a triple crown. Dare I say Grand Slam next weekend, Niamh?
Well, you can say it away, because we certainly will. No, it's been fantastic. Obviously, I haven't been around the mill as long as Fiona, but it's been unbelievable. It's a special group of players, special group of management. When we get together, we're just, everybody is just, you know, like best friends, really. And I think that's what's made it for us today, and that and the sport. It was absolutely incredible today. So we're absolutely delighted, yeah.
Slam seeking Irish women. Former Irish international Rosie Foley joins us. Rosie, how are you?
I'm good, Jamie, and yourself?
Not too bad. From chatting to you last week and being in your company in Ashburn, I'm sure the nerves are nearly worse than if you were playing.
Oh yes, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow, they were very bad. It was a historic occasion in Ashburn under those foggy lights. I mean, to have President Michael D. Higgins there, Leo Varadkar, and so many dignitaries in the crowd, and actually, you know, enjoying the game was such an honour to be there.
We're going to have a quick chat with the Irish team manager, Gemma Crowley, who joins us. Gemma, how are you?
Oh, it's very good.
Good. I suppose I know you're in transit, so we'll let you. We won't keep you too long. How is everybody? Fitting well and raring to go, we hope.
Stacey Lee Kennedy here now looks to fire this one towards the line out, and Ireland go towards the front, and that's the most sensible ball of the entire day, as Mary Louise Riley gathers that one. Now there's an Italian dance for tackle on the ground. It's gone back towards the touchline. Muldoon with the kick has kicked it into touch on the near side of the pitch, and the referee has blown the full time whistle. Paramaggio erupts and belongs to Ireland, and the Irish supporters race onto the pitch, and Ireland have won the Grand Slam for the first time ever. And Fiona Coughlin holds aloft the RBS Six Nations Championship trophy. Ireland are the champions for 2013. They've won the championship. They've won the Grand Slam. Irish rugby can dine at the top table here in Piero Biagio, Milano.
Michael Corcoran ending that roundup of the weekend. Those stories and more feature on Game On tonight. So from the disappointment of the men's Six Nations to the ultimate joy of the women's, the Irish women's team arrived back to a big welcome at Dublin Airport this lunchtime. The Six Nations Championship trophy in their possession, and with that the satisfaction of being crowned Grand Slam winners as well. Ireland beating Italy 6-3 at the weekend just outside Milan, and delighted to once again welcome the Irish team manager Gemma Crowley onto the programme. Gemma, how are you?
I'm very good, in yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm battling a head cold. I suspect you might be battling a sore throat from screaming and roaring and celebrating a great achievement over the weekend.
Just a little bit now, just a little bit on the horse side.
Talk me through Sunday. An enjoyable occasion, or one that's far too tense until it's over for you to truly take it all in?
I think of a little bit of both. You know, it was really enjoyable in the lead up to it. Sunday morning, everybody was really relaxed, you know, team eating, everybody was in really good spirits, and I know everybody was really looking forward to the match. And then you have obviously an 80 minutes of rugby that was very tight, and it was just kind of, you know, you were, you,
it could have gone either way at stages, you know, with some of the penalties and stuff. And it was look, you were just standing on the sideline waiting for that final whistle to go, and when it did, it was just, I think it hasn't sunk in properly yet.